Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music here.
I swear we're actually going to get music one of these days.
Nah.
Sweet 22. Here we are.
Yes.
Welcome back to us.
To us.
Welcome, welcome me.
That 21 hangover was, what a doozy.
Well, you know, it's our 21st. Of course, we're going to need a little recovery time.
Oh, yeah.
So, we're back.
And by little, apparently, in 2 weeks.
The saddle again. Yeah, yeah, that was... And what a 2 weeks it was.
Oh,
boy. So we should talk a little bit, I guess, about the barrage of cons.
We should, but did we want to mention the visitor first, or do we want to mention the visitor later?
So, in waiting to begin the podcast today, a small foreign man, dark-skinned, olive eyes... No, wait.
Olive-skinned.
Almond eyes. Came to the door... And he wanted to give me the caulk. Yep. But it was actually for Scott. The caulk was meant for Scott.
Yes, it was. It was my caulk.
It was your caulk. Can't get it wet for a while.
It was a caulk for the sink.
It was a caulk for the sink.
Yes.
Oh, that was fun. That was
C-A-U-L-K, for those of you playing along at home, thinking that we're talking about something perverted. Shame on you.
And after he caulked the sink, they had a lot of sex.
Yes, it's true.
No, it was, that was funny. Just waiting for Scott to get, I don't live here. And this guy comes up to the door and he's like, I am here with caulk. And I'm like, okay, buddy.
You
want Scott, I think.
No one's been putting out Craigslist pictures here. Posts, pictures.
And,
whatever.
You know, so, that was interesting. And of course, Scott. Like, the 15 minutes you weren't here was when he comes to the door. And then immediately the UPS guy comes, and this is turning into the craziest porno ever at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Because he delivered a package.
Yeah, got a package delivery.
Yeah, he had a package for Scott, and the other guy had cock for Scott. Oh, boy.
and I just had to watch, crying. The best part is, I wasn't notified that they were going to be doing any work.
Right.
Now, I knew that I needed... some new caulk around the sink.
Well, yeah.
The old one was not doing well.
No.
It was very limp and flaccid.
Yeah.
And
well, it didn't touch all the sides.
No, it did not.
Yeah. So.
And the funny thing was that he would not move anything because there were, you know, it has been a crazy 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And there were some dishes nearby and he couldn't touch any of that. So I'm not quite sure what would have happened if no one had been home.
Well, he wouldn't have come in. Likely.
No, they can. No, they have permission to enter.
So yeah, I just pushed all your junk to the side so he could give you the caulk.
Yeah. Thanks for pushing my junk to the
problem.
Side. Appreciate that.
That's an assist. I'm your sink fluffer. So
everyone needs one.
Everyone needs one. Just one.
Just one.
So cons.
Cons.
Con season.
Woo!
Holy crap!
Wow.
So we were invited as two bards to SpoCon. And you probably heard the Glorious 21, the live podcast from SpoCon. You may have. If not, go listen to it.
With special guest appearance by
Brian Lewis.
It was great. Call in.
Oh, that was... I love the special guest appearances.
Yes.
That are accidental.
Yeah, they're the best.
So... We didn't really talk about SpoCon at SpoCon. We talked kind of about other stuff.
Right.
So let's talk a little bit about SpoCon.
Yes.
SpoCon was
great.
A blast. I love that con. So Tim Martin.
Timmy.
Hosted us. Did a bang up job of making us feel amazing and special and
no sink fluffing.
And no
involved.
A little sink fluffing.
Yeah, a little bit.
A tiny bit.
I did have some good scotch.
Yeah, I didn't. Next year, though, I've proposed that we have, in addition to the scotch tasting for charity, we have a chocolate cheese tasting for charity for those fatties of us who don't drink scotch. Basically, me. I just really want to eat chocolate and cheese.
Yeah.
That's really, I don't even care if anyone else is there. I just want, you know, Brie and some Toblerone and to cry a lot. That's my dream.
Brie and
I want to live that dream.
Okay.
Not at the same time. Well, kind of. No. Yeah, pretty close to the same time, actually. Yeah.
And if not then, I do have a small announcement that I can make.
Okay.
Because I've been notified of it.
Ooh.
But many people don't know what Worldcon is. But Worldcon is a...
Didn't that used to be MCI?
Man.
Oh, that's WorldCom, right. Got it.
Right. Con. Gotcha. A convention. The worldwide convention of all things geeky, fantasy, right. Et cetera, et cetera.
It's like the World's Fair of geek-teegery.
Yes.
Right.
And it goes all over, mm-hmm. Never in one place, and like the Olympics.
Kind of like the World's Fair, actually. Yeah.
Cities bid for it, and it comes there or not. Well, I can announce that in 2015,
ooh.
Spokane will be the host of WorldCon.
Oh, awesome. They got it.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yep.
You know, in 1974, they were the host of the World's Fair. Think about that for a second.
Wow.
74 or 76. I can't remember. Nixon was there. I don't, what year is that?
I don't know. I'm thinking that's before 74, 76. 74.
Because
Nixon wasn't our bicentennial president.
No. But if you go to, well, no, that was Carter, but he went into office in January of 77, though.
Hmm.
I think.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Because it would have been election of 76, so Nixon was coming. Yeah, so. Old. So, yeah, the skeleton of the World's Fair pavilion is actually still in Spokane.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Riverfront Park, yeah.
Yeah.
So now they get WorldCon, and hopefully some skeletons will be left from that.
Yes, won't that be nice?
I really hope so.
Hopefully they're not Shannon's or mine, because apparently back in the day when I used to be an impresario of another kind.
Right.
They were putting together a bid that Shannon and that person would be hosting. Would be emceeing right. The big evening's events.
Maybe another established gentleman needs to take the reins, but we need to establish that gentleman very soon.
We do need to establish that gentleman.
In fact,
I could and make it so much easier.
Well, I've got the script. We should just establish that gentleman.
No. We need to.
Yes, if you are on
to happen.
Yes, if you're on Facebook and you happen to poke around, you might find a little. Personal page.
Little nugget
for our dear, esteemed, and tenured professor of false histories, Ignatius Pendergast. Professor of the Correspondence College of Alabama or something, or Arkansas.
Something like that.
I don't even know. But he's a good guy.
He's all about the titles, and we're not.
Loves himself a mint julep.
Mint julep
in the heat of the summer.
On the veranda.
It's a stoop.
It's a stoop.
Yeah.
It is.
Because he can't afford a plantation manor.
No.
Not on a teacher's salary.
So, yeah, Spokane's got it going on right now.
Spokane has got it going on. We're talking
that's
like...
That's not often you hear that
no,
sentence
we're talking,
ever put together.
Yeah, we're talking like Bing Crosby going on, not Craig T. Nelson going on.
No,
it's stepping up.
Yep.
Stepping up and stepping out. Beating its kids with a bag of oranges.
Leaving no bruises, but leaving a message.
What was that? Was that a Mad TV skit or something? When you beat your kids, use a bag of sweet Valencia oranges. It won't leave bruises, and it makes a fine juice.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I've not seen.
All right. Well, don't beat your kids, folks.
That there were two uses for the oranges in the Victorian era.
One of the uses was juices.
Well, no. One was they would put cloves into the orange and wear it around their neck as a body fragrantizer.
Oh, I thought it was an I'm available. Please
no,
come.
it was a delicious citrusy.
I'm available and I don't have scurvy.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, or the pimps would put that in bags and beat the hose.
Right, right.
You know,
which whatever. Is handy if they're already wearing them around their necks.
Yeah,
right.
Because it's right there.
It is.
I'd hate to have seen Flava Flav's orange and clove. That would have been bodacious.
Oh God, yeah, that would have been.
So yeah, Spokane was awesome. Once again, I have bragging rights for the Scotch competition.
Of course Sorry you do. Timmy. Of course you do. Tell them how much you made for charity.
We raised $400 for Books for Kids, and that was a record.
Mm-hmm.
It was also, I believe, a record...
In Spokane, a book for a kid is a record. So...
I believe the winning Scotch bids was a record at 83.
Ooh.
Next runner up was 41.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a 2-1 margin.
Nice. Good job on your picking of someone else's work.
We had a huge selection of Islay Scotches, which was lovely.
Nice.
People are starting
to learn. Could you elaborate for us Scotch tards? Which is like Scotch Guard, but just yes. I don't understand Scotch. So what exactly is that?
There is areas of distilling or Scotch areas, kind mm-hmm. of like wine areas in France. Ah. Champagne comes from...
Champagne, France.
Champagne,
Thank you,
France.
Wayne's World.
So there is a Highland, Lowland, Speyside, mm-hmm. Island, mm-hmm. Islay, Campbelltown. Mm. Let's see. So the Isle of Skye is an island. Jura, I believe, is still lopped into island, even though they're not even anywhere near. And Jura is right off the shore of Islay, okay. Which they get their names. And those are the Scotches that I like and have won the competition with a couple times. But this time, Timmy and I both decided we're going to enter the same thing because mm-hmm. we've been looking for Campbelltowns forever.
Right.
And last Thanksgiving, I was down home and saw them at the liquor store mm-hmm. and said, okay, tell you what, we'll split the cost.
Right.
And we'll get these two. They're the same years.
Right.
Both Campbelltown. You pick the one you want. I'll pick the one I want. Hopefully we pick different ones, which we did.
Right.
And we'll submit them for that, and we won't tell anyone whose it is.
Right, right.
So that no one knew which of the two Scotches was mine. They just knew one of them was.
Right. Now, so the tasting is not blind. It's not a blind tasting, then.
It's not a blind tasting. We don't really announce who brings what, but it's right. listed on the Facebook
gotcha.
Page.
Okay.
We try and list who's bringing what Scotches, and then we do the research, make it educational. Timmy got a big... Right. Poster, a nice 2-foot by 3-foot poster of Scotland. So we've got pins in
where the
stuff comes from.
You know what a poster of a country is called, right? A map.
Yes.
All right.
2-foot by 3-foot map. But it's so big, to me, it's a poster.
Yeah.
It's not big enough to be a world map, and yet it's not small enough to fold up and put in your pocket.
And a world map is what you would need to plot the location of Worldcon, which is coming to Spokane in 2015.
Yes.
So that's going to be awesome.
Full circle, people.
Full circle. Like a world. Like a globe.
Like a globe.
Like a globe theater.
Okay. I think that's enough.
So that's Spokon.
Yeah, that's Spokon.
Then we had Gen Con.
Or Gen Con had us. I'm not quite sure which.
Gen Con definitely had me because I was at the booth every day. I didn't get
to
partake of a lot of stuff because I was hanging at the booth, but I did get to go to the premiere of Gamers Hands of Fate, which is still streaming, by the way, until I believe September 13th now.
Yeah, we extended
for
2 weeks.
For free. So
watchthegamers.com.
Watchthegamers.com. Go watch Brian Lewis violate me facially.
Yes. It's quite enamoring.
Oh, it's
more reasons to love Brian.
It was a mess running down my chin. So, go check it out. Like it, comment on it. If like it, hate it, I don't care. Just watch it.
And I brought a little bit of Gen Con back with me. You might hear that in my chest.
the Gen Con crud.
Yes.
I had con crud 2 days after we got back.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you guys who don't know what we go through for the fans, because Scott and I, Scott, myself, and then Rennie Arakta were running the booth. We did not have a separate hired booth runner at mm-hmm. Gen Con. And we were running the booth, so that meant we had to come in early. I was there the Tuesday before Gen Con started. We took a red eye, so I was in at 8:30. a.m. Wednesday. Mm-hmm. That's Eastern time, because for some reason Indiana's on Eastern time, even though it's really seems like not it should Eastern. Be Central.
Yeah,
it does. Yeah, I know. But so Georgia humidity, but none of the food. Gotta love Indiana. So we and I can't
it
sleep on planes.
It replaces Tacoma.
Yeah, that's true.
For the aroma.
It does. Whoa. Indiana, I love you, but wow. Bury those sewers a little deeper.
Yes, please.
At least during Gen Con, because that's a lot of pizza crap. So we got in Wednesday morning. I think Scott got in Wednesday evening.
No, I got in the same night.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because we left Tuesday night. No, because we flew out on Tuesday and actually arrived Wednesday morning. So you got in Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, we got in Wednesday night.
Yeah, with Christian and Nathan and
Matt.
Brian Bender Brian. Was there. That was cool. Brian Lewis. Yeah, it was really cool. So, and then we had to set up the booth, which wasn't, I mean, we should have had a bigger booth. We had a 10 by 10. Well, we had a 10 by 30 split between three different groups. 8 and 5, who are awesome. Some Gen Con reality show.
Well, it was Peter Atkins.
It was Peter Atkins. Yeah, I know who did it. I just didn't know what it was called.
It was all of his different things.
What is it? They were screaming it. I love something.
Worst employer ever.
Yeah, something like that. Something hostile work environment. Hostile work environment. This was hostile work environment.
Promoting,
right?
Devil Walks in Salem,
exactly. Which Trin Miller is in.
Cast in, and I've auditioned for and have not heard back on.
Okay, yeah.
Good. It's really sad when I have to audition for the owner of Gen Con.
Yeah,
he should know who I am.
Good
by
poster
now.
Though.
Oh yeah, really cool great poster.
And so overall, it was really cool. But they were the central booth. They had scaffolding with TVs and speakers on it, and they were giving stuff away. They had a Jen Page at some point.
Spin the bottle
with Jen Page. That's right. So it was really, it was really cool. But we were kind of tucked in a corner, and we were still just destroyed with traffic.
Yeah.
We did worth of sales, which is enormous. We basically matched our sales the first year you were at Gen Con with Darkness Rising,
which makes sense
because we were doing pre-sales for Gamers Hands of Fate. You can learn more premiering. At watchthegamers.com.
yes.
And we premiered in a 500 seat theater, sold out for both premieres.
Yep.
And then you guys did a Gamers Live in a 3,000 seat theater and sold 60% of that.
Was it a 3,000? I think that was a 1,000 seat theater.
Was it? It was huge. Whatever.
Yeah. So it was.
And it was 60% full, which is pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah.
For the night. Yeah.
A bunch of idiots buffooning on stage. Yeah, yeah. That was pretty amazing.
Yep.
Although
I do love that Christian got red carded. During the Gamers Live performance, and got replaced with someone who I think we should just... Sorry, Christian. We're just going to keep this guy. He was awesome.
Yeah, he was.
He really did a great job, actually.
He did.
Surprising. And he was the guy who red carded him, so...
Yeah.
He didn't expect
that. Which I thought
was
appropriate.
I thought it was totally appropriate. I had a great time. That was... I had a great time watching it and doing audio mixing that I hope worked.
I hope it works, too.
Oh, man. We had... Oh, what's that sound? What are you...
I am spinning one of my
just plug it. Go ahead and plug it.
D20 style ring spinners from Crit Success.
Ooh.
I believe it's critsuccess.com.
Yeah.
I got those at the latest con that we were at.
Nice.
At PAX.
PAX, right.
And so, I got the rock, paper, scissor, lizard, Spock version. And a D20 version.
Nice.
That rolls way better than any of the shit I can do with die. So this is my new best friend ever in gaming.
Flynn's got a new tool in his bag.
Along with my prototype, my test bed, my yet to be released, ooh, but you're going to want one, trust me, chainmail dice bag.
Booyakasha.
From the same people that bring you the... spinner rings.
Which I'm pretty sure Booyakasha is actually the sound of a gun shooting someone in authority. So I should probably roll back the Booyakasha a little bit.
Booyaka-chan?
No, not...
No?
Okay. Chibi-chan?
Chibi-chan.
No. Shaka Khan. Right. Boom, Shaka Khan.
Warriors!
Come out and play! Oh, man. That's...
Too much.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about Radon Chong?
Wow. Radon Chong. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Is that Tommy Chong's daughter, Radon Chong?
Not sure.
I think it is. I know she was in a movie with James Earl Jones that I watched when I was a kid, and I don't remember much about it except it was horrible. He can't be in all winners.
No, he can't. Just can't. No one can be, really.
No. You wouldn't eat.
No.
Like, no, no
you
way.
You wouldn't realize the good ones mm-hmm, if there mm-hmm. weren't some bad ones.
See, Nick Cage, we respect you.
Yeah, of. Totally.
Not really at all. A little bit. Nick Cage has some good ones. I'll give him that.
Yeah, he does.
So
Gen Con was a success.
Gen Con was a... Wait. I want to bring up something that I think is super, super important.
Sure.
Between Rennie Scott and myself and the help of some wonderful, wonderful actors, Gen Con is the first con we have turned in as a company. I think this includes Dead Gentlemen.
Probably.
With a to-the-dollar balance on inventory and sales.
Woohoo!
I know.
And
this
numbers.
Is exciting. And that's, yeah.
Everything
came
was
in
dead nut.
Perfect. Everything came in perfect. And I want to go ahead and give a shout out to a company for that because, as much as I'd love to take credit, you know, we use the right tools. And Square is the right tool.
Yeah.
We're not getting paid for this, but nope. Oh my God, it made my life so easy. I feel like I am.
If you want to send us some free ones, we'll take them. And make a Windows phone app,
I was
going to
say, don't send us anything free. Make a Windows phone and Windows 8 app. That would be the best Square. Thank you.
Ever.
I do have a real plug later, though, where... Oh. Con crud. PAX crud. Coming
Man.
In. So. Then PAX. I was not there.
Oh, I was just going
to... Oh, more Gen Con.
Revert back one more thing to Gen Con, because I remember now. I got to be part of the Dungeon Bastard...
Yes.
...official Gen Con series. We
nice.
Closed out, I think, the Saturday
mm-hmm.
one with some beers and some really cool folk that just happened to be cruising by. And then the next day, I got to do... I thought it was DIT, but it's not.
Right.
So it's data management is the official term, apparently, in the Los Angeles area.
Right.
Breakdown right. of what you do on crew.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I worked with Paige Burnett, Tom
nice.
Lommel,
nice.
And Cindy Rice.
From Epic Level.
Ben, whose last name I can't remember. I'm so sorry, Ben, but he's doing reality TV on the National Guard boats out off of
okay.
Cape Despair in Chinook, Washington in Astoria.
Nice.
So he's out there. So if you're listening, shout out, Ben. Thank you so much. But no, it was great. So it was part of actually Tom's Kickstarter,
right.
Worst Dungeon Crawl Ever.
Right.
And it was epically the worst dungeon crawl ever, but the most entertaining thing I've ever seen. And Mike Ott, Leslie Sedlak.
Mike Ott. No paper
today. Who
no
else
paper,
was
Mike.
There? A number of other backers.
Were any of the
and folks.
Standard Action folks there, too? Because they got pulled into a lot of stuff.
No, Joanna was in some of the interviews
and
outtakes
cool.
with the other, but the Mickelsons were there.
Oh, Amanda and Kevin.
Yep.
Our very own lodge.
It was an awesome event to have
nice.
Just been a part of, and I
yeah.
did all the data management and pulling out cards and getting those all downloaded and managed. And
yeah, it's work, man. It's
yeah.
work. I have to say, I'm that's one of the things, like, I'll be a proud dad for quite a while after Mikey just nailed that during that Humans and Households pickup.
Yep.
Because it's not as easy as people think it is.
No. There's a lot going on and quick turnaround. But.
Super quick turnaround, especially when you're dealing with mobile. I mean, because they had mobile audio set up and mobile video and stuff like that. And,
yeah.
I mean, I was watching Paige. They had a really cool setup with their cameras because they had the shoulder mount that put all the weight on your spine instead of your shoulders and chest and arms.
Yeah, and a retractable thing for
yep.
the... Yeah, we need
really
one
cool.
of those.
We do.
Bad.
We do.
Oh, I just bumped everything.
So what's our
up.
PayPal
Sorry.
for...
Yeah.
You can make checks payable to me. I'll take them. So yeah, that's awesome. I actually bumped into Dungeon Bastard. I always want to say his real name.
Oh, yeah. I shouldn't say. Wow. I'm sorry, Bill.
Bill. I bumped into Bill.
Bill.
Got myself a couple of plus 10 charisma wristbands.
Nice. Cool.
So
you're plus 20?
Yeah, I got... Well, no, they don't stack. Found out they don't stack. It's just each hand is plus 10 charisma, which was... It made it really hard to decide later that night.
I was just going to say, which one did you pick?
I was in a different town, so the left one.
Perfect.
Stranger.
Stranger in a strange land.
Stranger in a strange land. No, that's when you go the back door with the left hand.
Oh,
stranger in a strange land.
Right? Okay.
So,
too much information.
PAX.
PAX.
Let's talk a little bit about PAX.
Let's.
I missed it. Like I said, I was. I'm starting a job on the 9th at Amazon.
Woo!
Yep. Pretty cool. And in fact, I got the call while we were at Gen Con.
Yes.
We were resting for the, seriously, like, I think we had maybe 40 minutes that we got to rest.
Yeah.
And so, like, Connor, like, almost power napped, essentially, and I just sat on the floor, and I got the call that I got the job, and it was really cool. So that was exciting. But I start on the 9th, so this was my last weekend to go and hang out with my kids, really, easily. For the next couple of months. So I was like, yep, I'm taking it. Sorry. Sorry, Tony. Sorry, Rennie. Sorry, everybody. Not really. Bye. So.
Yep. And I was there intermittently on, I came in on Saturday to fill in for Christian so he could hang out with Devlin. And Sunday I was there for the screening, which was impressively attended for PAX.
And that was their big theater.
Yes.
That was their big on-site theater. There's a bigger one because I think they get the Paramount for rock shows and stuff. But
probably, we were at the Sheridan in the Serpent Room.
Right.
Which was upstairs on the third floor, and it was so big. And Tony just said, okay, we're just going to put these few people on the panel, and that was really cool because you know, we've all had our moments, and it should be about, you know, everybody getting equal time,
right?
And apparently by the time I got there, everyone was like, why isn't everybody on the panel? So all of a sudden all of us were up on the panel.
Yeah, I saw the room. It was packed. It was like wall to wall.
Yep.
That's pretty crazy.
And we did a little bit of a Q&A, kind of got the crowd going, showed the movie. It was too late to have another Q&A, and so they opened up, the enforcers opened up another room for us to have people come through, and they could, you know, get stuff signed, and we tried to answer questions as best we could.
Right.
And at one point, about halfway through, I was looking over at the enforcers, I'm like, can we open the door? It's getting really hot and stuffy in here, and they're like... Well, yeah, but that means just more people will come in, and we're like, "That's fine, bring them on in."
Were you ready for the wave? Ready for the wave of folk who?
There was like 130 that came through.
Wow, that's impressive.
After the screening,
that's impressive.
Yeah,
I mean, that's impressive at a you know, at a like more traditional style screening even.
Yeah.
So that's awesome, especially that late.
Yeah.
And that was a Sunday, too, wasn't it?
It was Sunday.
Yeah.
And then with the queue line waiting to go in, a bunch of us went around and we were signing things and talking to folks, and that was really nice. I have one fan from Canada. I was up on a super secret project in Canada 2 weeks ago now.
I don't like this project.
Yeah. We all thought that we'd burn through our Canadian funny money, while we were up there getting gas. And apparently I still had a fiver stuck in my
wallet. Nice.
And a fan came to the booth and was getting stuff signed and everything and talking to me and mentioned that she was down from Canada. And I was like, oh, really? Hold it. I have something for you. And so I gave her the $5 Canadian because I'm like, I'm not going to use this anytime soon, so go ahead. And so She took a picture with me and the $5 bill, and then we made a video. I pay my Canadian fans with Canadian currency.
That's awesome.
And she was there in line for the movie and asked me to sign it because she wasn't going to turn it back in.
Right, right.
And then once I signed it, she says that I just committed a federal offense, and I'm like, yeah, but it's Canada.
Yeah. That's a federal. Oh, you're gonna, you know what we're gonna do? You're gonna have
we're gonna tell you that was not appropriate.
You have to be a Canucks fan for the next 2 years.
No.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's your punishment. Oh, you're gonna. Yeah, you deal with that.
So yeah, it was PAX was a good time.
That's awesome. Aside from the con crud.
Aside from the con crud that, you know,
just it's inevitable. It's inevitable.
It is. I'm gonna have to do like Rennie. He's just got that Purell.
Well, he gave it to
ready
like,
on his belt.
Yeah, and I, you know, I swear just, that's why I survived Gen Con is because he dropped it off at the desk. So
yeah,
that was really cool of him.
Yeah, I need to start operating in that way. And it's not that we don't like you.
We need to do elbow shakes.
It's just that
Well,
we try the fist bump. It doesn't matter.
Well, it doesn't,
germs
you don't,
is germs. They get
you don't
on
know
you.
What you're carrying. We don't know what you're carrying. You seriously don't, because you might not get whatever you're carrying. You might just have it on your hands, and we might not have ever had it.
And, you know, I finally realized it's probably not even that.
Right.
Because in PAX, you have to go through a minimum of four escalators.
Oh, and touching those escalators.
And what do? You touch the escalator.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's none of our fans that are carrying this
right.
thing. It's all the other people at the con.
Our fans are clean.
Our
they're
fans
just, they're
are
unwitting.
Super hygienic.
They're unwitting. They're like the drug mules of...
They're
of,
all sterile.
I don't think you could say that.
Oh.
So you are also, SpoCon is over. Con season is over.
Con season is over
for,
yeah, con season's
months,
over.
6 months?
We got
well,
the
we've
Tacoma
got
Tacoma Film Festival.
Right.
We've got
our
probably
next,
a Seattle release.
Right. We have that little spring con bump, which isn't a con season. It's just like two cons in the spring.
Yeah.
And then it's a little.
And then bit, August again.
And then August again.
And SpoCon and Gen Con are on the same weekend next year. Thanks. Great planning, people. Way to check calendars.
We'll roll a D2. Figure it out.
Yeah. Oh, and Worldcon.
Yeah.
I have those dates.
Oh, good.
So I'm pretty sure they're not going to conflict with SpoCon.
I would hope. I would hope, yeah.
Otherwise, Randy.
Oh, one thing I want to say about
something right.
One thing I want to say about SpoCon, one of my favorite parts of the entire con, aside from just everything. I mean, I loved
August 19th through 23rd.
Oh, nice.
2015 WorldCon. Be there.
Aside from the Whose Line Is It Anyway panel was a lot of fun. But one of my favorite parts was watching Christian Doyle turn into a gibbering fool around Brandon Sanderson. It made me so happy.
Yes.
Because you know
who I ran into at Gen Con,
oh,
oddly enough.
Yeah. We gave him like everything we make, so that was kind of cool.
And his handler was freaking out because I was just like, hey, Brandon, figured he'd say hey. Or he stopped. Handler's like, what's going on? We're in the middle of the convention hallway. And I'm just like, hey, how's it going? You know, I wish I'd known you would have been here. We would have connected last week at SpoCon. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, his handler
was freaking
out.
He's a cool guy. But watching watching Christian, who's normally like the rock star in the group on account of he's a rock star, just totally fangirl out over Brandon Sanderson was the best. It was like actually endearing. It was really awesome to watch that happen. And then, of course, you got to go up and ask him a bunch of questions on the opening panel.
Yes.
So that was fun.
Yes, all the things that Brian Anderson
Brian Anderson.
I did that as a joke, and he got up on stage, took the mic, and said, that's funny, but that's exactly how they announced me on CNN.
Yeah.
CNN
Brian
announced...
Anderson.
Announced him as Brian Anderson. Wow.
Yeah. So, one more thing I want to talk about while we're still talking about industry stuff.
Oh, yes.
By the time you hear this, this should be going up in right now, actually, as soon as we're done. There's going to be just over a day left to get on the Espionage Cosmetics Nail Wrap Kickstarter. Now, we've done some work with the Kickstarter directly. But of course, Jamie Cordero, who runs Espionage Cosmetics, is a dear friend to us.
Yes.
And is just distilled awesome. Like, seriously, it's you know, she is weapons grade kick ass, and the Kickstarter that they're running, first of all, it's already over 200% funded, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't keep going because they keep unlocking amazing shit. Seriously, I was, and it was last week. It was right before I left for Idaho and right before you guys started going pack crazy. Their latest unlock nail wrap designs include MST3K inspired nail wraps.
What?
Heckling robots.
Oh, nice. Oh,
dude, I was so happy because it was, well, I actually pushed the idea to their graphic designer, Amanda, and she was like, oh my God, yes. So very happy about that. It was so cool to see those. And just the wraps they're coming out with are so smart. They're just so amazingly intelligent. Actually, we should probably talk to, now that we have an in with them, the Girl Genius folks, and see if they can do a line of nail wraps for Girl Genius, because that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, this Kickstarter rocks, and
it does.
It's got endorsement from one of my just all time favorite people, Rob Paulsen, who does the voice for Pinky, Yakko Warner. He did Raphael in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and now does Donatello as well. He just mm-hmm. does tons of awesome voices. So
and we've got that linked on our
Facebook page. So the TMNT inspired the turtle wraps that came mm-hmm. out. He did a huge
googly shirt. Eyes, people.
Googly eyes. And Wheaton, if you're listening, which you're not, well, we already know you know, but googly eyes. So he actually did a charity push. And we made our goal, and so he's going to have his nails done, and money's going to really important things. So
nice.
Yeah, this is a great Kickstarter, and I'm really amazed at what's sort of come out of it. The best part is the community is, you know, like 90% positive, like it always is. Mm-hmm. And the 10% that are coming out, you know, girls are just fake. They're all fake. Just girl gamers are fake. They're such idiots. They are such mouth-breathing fucktards that it is actually almost enjoyable to see them come out and trip over their monosyllabic vocabularies trying to express that they are threatened by women in gaming and women in geek culture. It's almost been sad to watch.
Yeah.
It's still infuriating, but, you know, it's... It's like being mad at that cat with a brain injury who won't stay off the counter, you know?
Yeah.
People, misogynists, geek misogynists, you are cats with brain injuries. I just want you to know that.
Syllabolic?
Monosyllabolic.
I thought it was monosyllabic.
Syllabic, syllabolic, symbolic, syllabolic. I only ever read it.
I don't ever get to correct you ever.
That's fine. It's syllabic. Grammar. It is. It's. I only ever
and
read
I
the
just,
word.
And I just, I'm just tickled that.
Yeah.
I knew something.
Sorry, I put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Exactly.
Mike Myers. What was that?
I wonder if they'd be spelt the same.
Probably. What was that?
So I Married an Axe Murderer?
No. The movie that was from was it was something about airline stewards and stewardesses. Because it was before they were called flight attendants. It was Sky.
Was it the Austin Powers movies?
No, it wasn't. I'm nearly positive it was about.
Seth, this is your job. So, make us look good.
Sorry, I put the emphasis on the wrong syllable. Because I don't think it was like, I don't think it was, sorry, Mystery Alaska, where he was the announcer.
Right, no.
I don't think it was that, but I'm pretty sure it was from this movie where there's flight attendants.
Okay.
So, anyway, I don't know. Just jumping
in. Stuart Eye.
Yes.
Let's see, what else were we going to talk about?
Cool.
Cons.
The pros of cons.
Pros of cons. Cons of cons.
Mm.
Cons of pros.
Lots of pros.
And pros of cons.
Which
eloquently spoken.
Yes. Eloquently spoken pros of cons, and then we were guesting at a con as pros.
Correct.
Of pros.
Yes.
Being bards.
Being bards. We were pros of pros.
Hello. We're bards. Well, we already dropped the watchthegamers.com yet again.
Yep.
I think that's probably about it for this week because we didn't get any questions.
So no questions on Twitter or Facebook. Shame on you all.
Shame.
No, just kidding.
We, no, it's fine.
It would have been 2 weeks before we could answer them.
Yeah, and they would have been out of date. Like, yeah. There's been continental drift already. I mean, yeah. It's been a long time. We know. We're sorry.
Oh, we were going to mention your job and then my upcoming, what's been going on with me professionally.
Yes. So I am taking a position with Amazon Web Services. Starting on the 9th, I will be an Amazonian.
Woo!
I will cut off a breast and shoot an arrow.
A very...
All of which is apocryphal.
Diminutive.
Diminutive Amazon.
Robust. Pale.
Rotund.
Okay.
Rubenesque. In that I love Rubens.
Yes.
Rubenesque. I have a figure like I love Rubens. That's
pale
Rubenesque.
Pale Amazonian.
Pale. Hey, I can get... I darken up pretty good after the initial Irish burn.
Uh-huh.
It's the Irish burn into the...
I have yet to see it.
Into the Spanish olive... I don't peel, at least. Right? That's a thing.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I am Shake Sneds It... Snake Sheds Its Skin.
Shake Sneds Its Skin.
Yes.
Which, by the way, Snake Sheds Its Skin is what Christian Doyle yells... In the gamers, it's hard to hear, but yeah. It's what he yells when he throws his jacket at security.
I still thought we were going to ADR that. I still think we should. But
we still should, yeah. I agree.
It's not set in stone yet.
Here. I'll do it. Sneak to the skin.
Yeah.
It was good. It's good. Yeah, take.
Yeah, and that's awesome.
So, yep. And then your thing is also awesome.
My thing is...
Calc.
So, yes, my calc. My calc has come. Wait a while. To
it's
say
a white
one.
Bead around your sink. That's horrible.
No. It's clear.
Oh, so your caulk is pre-cum.
He took the white caulk away. Now it's a clear caulking.
Okay.
Last Tuesday, I did a lovely commercial for Ivers.
Ivers.
So that will be out at some point.
Chowda.
I am told that the NFL ticket exchange commercial I did will start airing September the 5th.
Oh, you poor people. There's going to be brown all over your TVs.
Oh, there will be a billboard of me in Spokane starting this month.
Meth, not even once.
Not even once. I will be on buses in Seattle.
Well, apparently. Yeah, you are on buses in Seattle.
On the sides of buses.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I misunderstood.
In a professional capacity. Right. You may not recognize me, but if in either of those two places you see two guys fly fishing and a big green banner that says LifeWise, I'm one of the two guys.
Look for Scott C. Brown's fly fishing ad on the side of buses.
Yes. So I was there. And then tonight, right now, after we're done this, I'm driving to Spokane.
After we're done this.
To appear as a... special Easter egg, probably.
Yeah.
Is what you'd... Wow. Ooh, excuse me. A special Easter egg is probably what you would call it in Corey's... Corey Moore, Cornelia Moore, and Tony Becerra and Kat Ogden are working on... Sorry, Andy. Are working on a film. And,
that wasn't a belch. That was a mouth fart. It was just a straight-up mouth fart, dude.
Called...
God damn.
Called West of Redemption. And
beefy queef from your mouth.
Sorry.
Oh.
Well, we haven't done this
for my God, anyway. Right. Oh, thank you. Hey, now you're my biggest fan.
I'm now blowing the mouth.
Don't blow.
Concoction.
Don't blow the concoction and me, Mr. Guy.
Was cast in a. What are they calling it? A psychological horror thriller called...
Psycho horror thriller, right.
The Darker Path.
Oh, yeah, right.
Where I get to do stunt work and have special effects, nice. Prosthetics done. And
very cool.
Yeah, so I'm kind of excited about that. It's one of the main characters, but no lines.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of awesome. Mm-hmm. And that's with some more friends, Abundant Productions with right. Ray Montez and Tony Dupe, who's a
love Tony
a big, Dupe. A big guy around here in Seattle and LA.
Mm-hmm. Love Tony Dupe.
So they're working on it. The developer is a Warner Brothers game writer.
Right, right.
And so he's written this, and it's really pretty good. It's really decent.
I
it's
just like
a nice small.
Right.
Can I mention this enough? A small cast mm-hmm. of like four principals, mm-hmm. some main other people, and then on a day,
right,
or two maybe, there will be some extras included.
Right.
And that's it. Nice, small, compact. Hey.
Nice.
Let's talk about a story instead of a right. parade of personalities.
Deep in my heart, I'm really hoping somehow that it's Paul Dini writing this. I know it's not, but that would be amazing. Because he does Warner Brothers Interactive. I mean, well, he's a Batman writer, so that would be
awesome. Well, you keep vamping. I'm going to see if I can't get an answer.
All right, get a name for that. So on Saturday, my last hurrah before the job starts. My last big hurrah before the job starts. I'm also doing, I'm DPing Todd Downing's short Lunch, which is considered a psychological comedy or psychomedy or I don't know. Anyway, so it's a psychological comedy.
Comological?
Comological psychomedy, psychosis.
It should be fun.
It should be fun. So a lot of cool people are involved with that. I'll definitely have more news about that on the next podcast. But that should be... It's going to be... I mean, we're filming in RAW. So, Blackmagic RAW, which means data, 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 data.
Oh, I thought you were filming in the RAW. I'm sorry.
No, we are. We're filming in the buff. Gonna do... it's called a naked lunch for a reason. So, that title has two things wrong with it. So that should be... I'm trying to vamp for you, buddy. It's taking too long. Yes. Do you have a name yet?
The Darker Path. Uh-huh. A psychological horror feature. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure you can look it up on IMDb.
Yeah, I can. So. Oh, Marco Scaringi's going to be in here. Worked with him on a Bit of Bad Luck.
Oh, there we go.
No. Scrapper.
Right, the other big one.
Yeah.
So that's very awesome. And then for those of you wondering, I had a lot of words went back and forth between me and the costumer for Glass Cannons over this weekend.
Ooh.
On account of, you know, I'm banging her. I'm
I
not just banging. We're buying a house together.
I'm sure she's going to love to hear
you. She doesn't listen to the podcast.
Okay.
And if she does, Aaron, I'm banging you if you didn't know. You should have known. I mean, you're awake.
If you didn't know,
you're awake
call me,
most
Aaron.
Of it, I guess. He does have a lot of caulk.
I do.
So the we were talking about the costumes and what we wanted to do. And she's got some great ideas. For the non-traditional, I mean, the traditional wizard's a traditional wizard, you know, like
sure.
Traditional wizards are robes and potions and shit and scrolls, blah, blah, blah. But the non-traditional stuff, she's got some great ideas for. And
Nathan Hendrickson.
Nathan Hendrickson.
Is the writer for The Darker Path.
There we go. Is he's from Harry and the Hendrickson fame, right?
No.
No. Also filmed in Seattle, by the way. Harry and the Hendersons.
Oh, that's why that was up at Pacific Grip and Lightning.
There you go. So, excellent. Anyway, so Glass Cannons is coming along, and we've actually been getting a lot of support from Zoe lately as well, a lot of name drops for it, which has been very exciting. So, it sounds like we've got, hopefully Zoe's going to be doing some new fresh stuff.
Cool.
The super secret test screening of Humans and Households in Natural One went over extremely well. And it's a bit of a diversion. Not a full diversion. I mean, it's definitely like, you know, some of them are same characters. Some of them are similar story types in different settings.
Yeah.
But it's nice to see a little bit of branching out And and I think that that glass cannons, Strahlers, and a few other things that have been shot around are hopefully on the horizon. So hopefully more entertainment for you guys soon. I think that's about it for what we've got. We got more.
We're going to be producing for Dead Gentlemen.
Indeed, we are. Can we say what it is?
I don't want to yet. Okay. Things are still
up in the air,
cooking. But
they're cooking.
Some old school DG fans will be really, really happy to know that we're going to be rebooting something that a lot of
weird,
sick fucking people have been wanting to see more of. And guess what? We listened.
It's Bath Time with Don Early, is it?
No.
Yes. No.
It's going to be Bath Time with Don Early and Scott C. Brown.
It's a crossover with Fromage à Trois.
Because sometimes Don won't be available. And so we're going to have to. We got to get the cheese. All right. Well, on that note,
Neil deGrasse Tyson, if you're listening, please. Please, just, you know what?
Save us.
Just come to our podcast or send us a soundbite.
We'll give you some caulk.
We have plenty of caulk for you, buddy. So,
lots of caulk. You can explain how it works.
Come on, man. Pale blue dot. We're all pretty much on the same. We're cosmically in the same space already. Just shift tiny bit, and come on.
Left
to our
or right, or yeah.
Yeah. Just say hi.
Yeah. So, till next time.
Till 23.
Because we're not going to say next week.
No.
But we should be.
We should be next week.
We should be back to normalish.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Right.
Right.